And at 11 a.m, these are your headlines. In local news, research by Health and Wellbeing Queensland is warning of a sharp mental health decline in relation to social media usage, as more than half of young Queenslanders report feeling stressed and anxious. The report found that 9 in 10 Queenslanders between the age of 14 and 25 have experienced negative changes in their wellbeing in the past year. Chief Health Officer of Queensland, John Gerrard, calls mental health concerns in young people a, quote, epidemic, and deems it a public health crisis. Another study released today by the Matilda Centre for Research in Mental Health found that teenagers with symptoms of severe depression were twice as likely to use e-cigarettes.
The Miles government has committed to assisting those experiencing homelessness in Far North Queensland, following the Federal Coalition's threat to cut $15.5 billion in federal housing funding. A critical response team will visit those in need and offer rapid support in finding accommodation, which comes following the Miles government's plan to introduce a 20% uplift in funding for homelessness services. Housing Minister Megan Scallion says that the Liberal and National Coalition have voted against social and affordable homes at a time where more construction is needed, not less.
In national news, after a significant cooperative operation on the south coast of New South Wales this morning, two people have been successfully rescued from a sinking yacht. At approximately 1 p.m. on Monday, the Spirit of Mateship, located approximately 185 kilometres east of Nowra, sent out a distress signal, sparking the start of a rescue effort. It is thought that the 19-metre boat, which has competed in multiple Sydney to Hobart races, experienced a technical problem and began to take on water.
ASIO boss Mike Burgess said that comments he had made on the vetting process for people fleeing Gaza were misrepresented, after he said that, quote, just rhetorical support for Hamas without support for their ideology would not be a problem in granting visas, in an interview last month. Burgess clarified last night on ABC's 7:30 that he was referring to support for a Palestinian homeland, which would not discount applicants from entering Australia. He emphasised that support for violent extremist ideology would, quote, be a problem and would trigger an adverse security assessment by ASIO. Burgess's comments last month contributed to a political storm around the issue of visas for Palestinians, with the opposition calling on Labor to increase security requirements for granting them.
In international news, data lags caused by New Zealand's economic data practices caused a severe fog for policymakers and forced them to cut interest rates a year earlier than projected, causing economic turmoil. A report by Reuters found that the two-decades-old system used to calculate economic data cannot calculate consumer price indexes at the monthly rate, forcing the country to report them quarterly and making it difficult for the Reserve Bank of New Zealand to recognize economic changes early. Earlier this year, the country cut interest rates for the first time in a year, a move that wrong-footed financial markets and sliced a cent off the currency. RBNZ Assistant Governor Karen Silk told Reuters that New Zealand is behind in terms of most advanced countries and would be delighted to see improvements to data.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with possible smoke haze and moderate winds easing in the evening. It is currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zz.org.au/news. Catch you next time.
If you don't want to hear cheeky language, you better switch the radio now, because 4ZZZ is about to play some naughty words.
Shake the mighty from their throne. When we stand up and